100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's newsmaker is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this very windy Wednesday morning. A northwest wind right now gusting to near 50 miles per hour, but the good news is the high wind warning will be dropped at noon, and the wind will die down later on this afternoon. So there is the silver lining, if you're looking for a silver lining here this morning. We are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Community Foundation President and CEO Linda Kara-Schmidt, talking about the Match Day application window. Yes, it is Match Day time. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Walking around like everybody else.
Have your poly carts stayed in one place, I guess, is my question, because I know mine didn't.
What was your question, Chuck?
I was saying, have your poly carts stayed in one place, because I know mine didn't.
No.
Yeah, I probably need to put a couple of bricks in there. Well, I digress, because this is time to talk maybe not about the match day end result, but the start process. It's about time to go.
Well, yeah, it's really hard to believe. Yesterday, I celebrated my one-year anniversary with the Community Foundation, and it is just mind-boggling to think that we're here again with Match Day. But, yes, applications are open, active on the website, and we're encouraging the nonprofits to start the process. Our committee met last month, I believe, maybe in January, to kind of talk about, you know, the results from last year and how we want to move forward this year. So they're ready to go. They'll start reviewing applications in April and then hope to have the announcement on who's participating in May. So we are here. We're in the process. It's moving forward with or without us.
Okay. So, yes, so the application window is open. And how long will that window remain open then, Linda?
They have until March 28th, which is a Friday, at 5 o'clock to get their applications in. They can apply online. They can pick up a copy at our office, and they can also send it electronically when they're done, or they can drop it by the office. So we try to make it as simple as possible for all the nonprofits participating.
Well, a lot of positive buzz out there about Match Day. It's just been a wonderful program, and so many nonprofits here have benefited and put all this donated money and match money to great use, doing the great work that they do. And what about if people are wondering, well, I wonder if I meet the criteria. What is the criteria for Match Day participants, Linda?
Yes, so it's a competitive process. So unfortunately, not everyone gets in. It's a difficult decision for our committee to have to make every year. But in order to be even considered for participation, there are some requirements that have to be met. The nonprofit has to have an operating budget of $175,000 or under. They have to be located in and serve in one of our seven counties, which is Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, Osage, and Waubunsee, and they have to have a fund with the Emporia Community Foundation. So once they meet those criteria, then they go to the next step in the process, which is review by the committee. They make the decisions on who actually gets to participate. It's, you know, it's a fabulous event. It really does help boost the nonprofit's fundraising efforts on their own. So everybody wants in, but unfortunately it doesn't happen like that every single year. We'd love to get everybody in, but it just doesn't happen that way.
Understood. Now, is that information that you mentioned here, is that really all that's on the application here for these organizations, or do they have to provide other information here to bolster their chances of being one of the Match Day participants?
Yeah, that's a great question, Chuck. It's a pretty extensive application process, and the committee diligently reviews every single application, and they are scrutinizing all the answers on the application. They're looking at budget information. You know, they want to make sure the numbers add up. They look for, you know, the basic things like proofreading the application. You know, sometimes I know nonprofits, like all of us, are very busy, and sometimes they rush through applications. And so if it's not a complete you know, comprehensible application, you know, that might cause a red flag. They look at the mission of the agency and what they're doing, how many people they're serving. They also want to make sure that that nonprofit has a solid fundraising strategy outside of match day, because it's not beneficial to them in order to create sustainability if they're only relying on match day. You know, they've got to do their own work outside of match day, and this is just one way to kind of boost what they do every day. And then adhere to the other criteria that we have with regard to the fund with the Emporia Community Foundation. And then lastly, just we do a lot of things, thanks to partnerships like KBOE, but they're required to attend meetings that we talk about and give education about the day and the process. They need to participate in the agency video that we create that we can put on our Facebook and on our website to help, you know, booster the support around their mission. Participate in the KBOE interviews. Thank you guys for doing that with us. And then also just promote the matching dollars, because that's a really wonderful way to entice donors to give in maybe a more powerful way since they've got matching gifts.
So, Linda, how many area organizations will be able to participate this year, or have you come up with that specific number yet?
We have not, Ron. It seems like the last couple of years it's been 30 to 35. That might be the sweet spot, but we'll let the committee decide that. We don't really have a cap on it, I think. Well, I say that, but yes, we kind of have to at some point because we only have limited matching dollars available, and if you get too many people in the mix, it really dwindles down what can be available to help support their own efforts. But we have not had a specific maximum that we've put forth. Okay. It's really just the quality of the application, the work being done, and how that fits into our mission and, you know, how we can move the community forward in a good way.
You know, one of the things, Linda, that I've noticed is that there's always a mix of maybe some, you know, especially with this event now, you know, with the long-standing history that it's developed, you have always a number of either repeat participants or, you know, long-time participants, whether they've been gone for a year or two and then they come back here as part of the lineup. And there's always several new groups that are there. I'm assuming that would give hope for folks that are, say, they're developing a brand new community organization. They're trying to fill a quality of life need or a niche in the community. They have some hope that it's not just going to be, quote unquote, the same old lineup each and every time.
Well, that is true, Chuck, and we do. I mean, once a nonprofit participates, it's a slam dunk. They always want to come back because they see how it enhances their own efforts. So we definitely have a lot of repeats, and we love that because they do see the benefit, and they kind of know how to work the process to be able to, you know, make the biggest bang for their buck and get the donors excited about giving to them. Last year, we had 7 new agencies that participated, which was wonderful, and they did great. Actually, one of them placed in the top 10. So, you know, our committee looks at, if they've participated in the past, our committee looks at what effort they did outside of match day on their own, and that plays into whether they get approved for this year or not. They need to be doing things outside of match day. And then the new agencies, they just need to have a solid, we love bringing in new people and helping them grow, but they really need to have given forethought to their own fundraising efforts and how they're going to enhance their mission outside of match day. So there's a lot of variables at play, but we welcome, you know, the young and the old, not related to the age.
Community Foundation President and CEO Linda Kara-Schmidt with us on our primetime newsmaker. The match day application window is now open until Friday, March the 28th, the 12th annual Greater Emporia Area Match Day event coming up itself Monday, November 17th, 2025. And are you looking at, the same kind of lineup and the way you've done it here the past couple of years to be held in office downtown coming up in November, Linda?
We are this year. The committee had a conversation about going back to the mall, but the feedback that we've received, we've had mixed reviews on everything, but we are going to have it at the office again this year. We're kind of brainstorming on some ways to do more at the office to get people excited to come in. You know, last year we poured down rain, but that did not deter people. We still had a full office. So, you know, we just want to keep doing some fun things to make it a really exciting day. But yes, for this year, for sure, we'll be back at the office.
What is, I guess, maybe the official match day date? And are you making adjustments here to EmporiaMatchDay.com where folks can do their donating online as well?
Yes, the day will be on Monday, November 17th. Last year it was on the 18th, but this year it's November 17th. And then we'll have our check presentation on Giving Tuesday, which is December 2nd. The Match Day website won't be up and active until October. I think it's that second week of October, the 13th or the 17th. So people really won't be able to give towards match day until that time. It's usually like a month window before the event. So we'll have that up and going here in October.
All right, Linda, if there are organizations out there that would like to access the match day application form, where can they find that?
They would go to our website at EmporiaCF for CommunityFoundation.org, or they can stop by our office, which is 527 Commercial Street, Suite B, and we can just give them a copy that way. They can even request us to send one if they want to. We're pretty flexible.
Sounds good. Well, Linda, anything else on the schedule that comes to specifically match day at this particular point in time before everything really kicks off here shortly?
Specifically with match day, no. This is it. The applications are up. The deadline is the 28th. The committee will meet in April, and then we'll announce things in May. And then we just literally start the process. August, they start working on their web pages that will go up. September, we start the KVOE interviews. Between September and October, nonprofits start to record their videos. We do Growing Up Giving, which is an aspect of this, teaching younger kids, elementary age kids, about philanthropy. And then we're at the event in November. It's going to be here before you know it.
It's taken a life of its own here. Match day is huge.
It's becoming about a year-round
yeah.
process. And really, it's kind of morphed into one of the major giving events for the Emporia community. So we're just very honored to be part of this. And we could not do it without our incredible matching donors. Many of them have already committed for this year. We're still searching for donors. So if anybody wants to be a matching donor, we would love to hear from you, and they can just call the office. But this is just a wonderful way to help nonprofits grow what they're doing all day long to be able to fulfill the promises that they're making to the community. So it's just wonderful to be part of it.
Well, Linda, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, and we will be in touch.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chuck. Have a good day.
Yeah, Emporia Community Foundation President and CEO Linda Kara-Schmidt. The match day application window is now open until the 28th.
Yeah, get those applications in. And wanted to let you know here, as we look ahead to the calendar, that